T minus one. Woohoo! Walking in. Okay. We got a quorum now?
Yes.
All right, ready. Thank you very much. Everyone, please take a seat. Ladies and gentlemen, could we have your attention, please? Thank you. The Committee on Communications, Energy, and Public Utilities will now come to order. Kim, please call the roll.
Chair Huckel?
Present.
Senator Grimsley? Senator Bruzzo? Senator Bradley?
Here.
Senator Dean? Senator Evers?
Yes.
Senator Garcia? Senator Gibson? Here. Senator Hudson?
Here.
Senator Sachs?
Yes.
Quorum present.
Thank you very much. All right, welcome everyone to the committee. I just want to say that Chairman Grimsley is excused due to a family emergency, and we'll try to do our best to go on and keep her in our prayers. Anyway, please silence all your electronic devices. Anyone who wishes to speak before this committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to our administrative assistant. And with that, we are going to take up tab 2, which is CS for SB 534 on water and wastewater by Senator Hayes. Senator Hayes, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And as all of you know, frequently we have study groups that meet at various times and across the state and everything, and they submit their reports after all of their diligent work, and the report does nothing but gather dust. And this bill is an effort to prevent that from happening. It's been 3 or 4 years ago we had a water study commission that met, and they made some very good recommendations, and this bill is going to implement many of those good recommendations. It's the same bill that we passed unanimously out of this committee last session. It implements, as I said, the provisions from that water study committee, and it deals both with potable water and with wastewater. I'm sure you're familiar with it. I don't need to stand here and read the whole long page of talking points, but I'm willing to if you want to persevere. Otherwise, I'd be happy to field any questions.
Thank you, Senator Hayes. All right, Senators, do we have any questions on the bill? All right, there being no questions, we have an amendment on the desk, which is barcode 146416 by Senator Dean. I assume that's a courtesy. Senator Hayes, you're recognized to explain the amendment.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. This amendment adds language to clarify that an investor-owned water or wastewater utility holding a certificate of authorization under the jurisdiction of the Public Service Commission are exempt from the sales and use tax. This was a change that was suggested by the Department of Revenue. It also revises the new provision relating to exemptions to conform terms. The exemption applies to water service. It authorizes the commission on its own motion or upon the request of a utility to require a utility to create a utility reserve fund for infrastructure repair and replacement. That is one of the biggest things that our customers need. Unfortunately, we have had a history of utilities not being properly maintained, and the equipment, the whole infrastructure of their system became degraded, and then they sold to another company, and all of a sudden this new company realizes that the system is substandard and it must be brought up to standards. Well, then is when those ratepayers get just clobbered with a significant increase. And the whole idea is if the commission so desires, they can direct these companies, or if the company wants to, they can build a reserve fund and do that to soften that blow. This amendment also removes the cap of 50% on the amount of reasonable rate case expense that can be recovered by utility. The current situation is a utility can act like the 900-pound gorilla in the room and hire lawyers for any exorbitant hourly fee that they want to, with complete disregard for what it's going to do, because the commission allows that utility to recover the entire cost of their rate filing. And we just think that it's more equitable if we require the company to shoulder part of that burden also. The commission may adopt additional criteria by rule. In addition, the commission must make its findings for each criteria based upon competent, substantial evidence. And finally, the commission may allocate accordingly the benefits of the rate case expense between the customers, the shareholders, owners, or affiliates. And this also, this amendment requires a county that regulates water or wastewater services to comply with the requirements for abandoned water and wastewater systems. And that's essentially the amendment.
Thank you very much, Senator Hayes. Before we proceed with questions, I just want to state Senator Dean is not here, so Senator Evers has agreed to sponsor this amendment. Thank you. All right, other questions, Senators, on the amendment? Are there appearance cards on the amendment? Do we have any appearance cards? No appearance cards. All right, anyone else in the audience who has not signed up wishes to speak to this? Any debate on the amendment? You recognize the close on the amendment? All right, all in favor of the amendment say yes, say yay. Yay. All opposed say nay. All right, the amendment is adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. Any questions on the bill as amended, Senators? No questions. Any appearance card on the bill as amended? Nope. Debate on the bill as amended. All right, no debate. Senator Hayes, you're recognized to close on the bill as amended. Thank you very much. Kim, please call the roll on CS for CS for SB 534.
Senator Brusso?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Dean? Senator Evers?
Yes.
Senator Garcia? Senator Gibson?
Yes.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Sachs?
Yes.
Senator Grimsley? Chair Huckel?
Yes.
Thank you, members, and
thank you,
Madam
Chair.
By your
vote, CS for CS for SB 534 is reported favorably. Thank you, Senator Hayes. Next, we're going to take up tab 1, SB 324 on utility projects by Senator Legge. And Senator Legge's legislative assistant, Jim Brown, is here to present the bill. Mr. Brown, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, members of the committee. Senate Bill 324, utility projects, is identical to the bill that you heard last session and passed unanimously. Thank you very much. This is a permissive bill that allows intergovernmental authorities a new option for financing publicly owned utility systems for water and wastewater. This financing would be available for new construction funding, refinancing, or rehabilitation of existing infrastructure limited to water and wastewater facilities. This is an optional method that provides transparency and shows cost savings in the financing process in order to be exercised. That is the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. Senators, are there questions on the bill? All right, there being no questions on the bill, there are appearance forms? Yes, we do. We have an appearance card from Mr. Adams. It was an attorney representing the Florida Governmental Utility Association.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chairman. Unless there are questions, I'd waive in support of the bill.
Thank you very much. We have Robert Sheets representing Florida Government Utilities Authority.
Waive in support.
All right, waive in support. Anybody else wish to speak from the public? All right, there being no further comment from the public, is there debate on the bill, Senators? All right, there being no debate on the bill, Mr. Brown, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Wave close, please.
Thank you very much. Kim, please call the roll on SB 324.
Senator Brusso?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Dean?
Yes.
Senator Evers?
Yes.
Senator Garcia? Senator Gibson?
Yes.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Sachs?
Yes.
Senator Grimsley? Chair Huckel?
Yes. All right, Senators, by your vote, SB 324 is reported favorably. Thank you very much, Mr. Brown. All right, is there any more business before the committee, Senators? Yes. Senator Dean.
I apologize for being late. I'd like to be recorded on voting. Senate Bill 3534 is against.
So granted. Any other business before this committee? All right, there being no further business, Senator Evers moves we rise, and without objection, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.